Goose Island, the pin, or the pin is a little bit toward the top of your car, yon.
Yeah.
It's from the ground. And he was a woman. And he's going to breed them. He got them up so them wild males wouldn't get with them.
Yeah.
And who knew anything? You see this wild male go over that fence, one of them people, one of them sows, or two great big old sows. Oh, he's a thing about that tall. And Hal stands straight up on him and he hollered to his wife to bring his gun and that damn hog and jumped in that pen. And when he and that hog seen him coming, back over the fence he had beat him, but he gave him a couple of sprinkles. And he said, don't kill him. He killed two, three of them and come out that swamp back there.
Yeah.
And breed to his sow. And he had them up so he couldn't breed to him. I'm on a wild hog I ever seen, but they shaped up some kind of like a buffalo cow. You ever see one of them?
No, what's that? Buffalo cow.
Well, here's a cow. I see two of them in the leg. They ain't made like a ordinary cow. They got four legs, but they made all in different. Yeah, they made all in different from them.
They got horns?
Yeah, they got horns.
They got a big bump on the back?
No, that's the brahma.
Yeah.
That's a brahma.
I thought you were talking about a brahma.
No, that's a brahma. But this is a buffalo.
Oh, buffalo. Oh, yeah, buffalo cow. Yeah, I got you. Yeah, I see them. Where'd you see it?
They had some down here in Scotland once. And I was carrying a year and a half to butcher pen. Had to have them cut, you know. And a fellow was with me. He showed me two of them over there in a pen. And we stopped and went there and looked at them. They're the only two I ever seen. But they look almost like, just about like they do on a picture. You see the picture of them. Well, they look just something like that.
Yeah.
Them the only two I ever see.
Yeah, interesting looking things, aren't they?
Yes,
and boy, you better not get in the way of because they're mean.
That's right. That's right.
But those wild hogs had those things.
Yeah, they have them. That wild hog have his ears stick straight up, got a sharp head. And the most of them, they tell me how something come on here. Two little things comes down under that head. He had two.
See?
And there's something about like your finger on each side of his head.
Yeah.
They tell me there's plenty of them back down there.
Tushes?
Okay.
Tushes, is that what they call them?
No, it's a little meat-like. It comes out from under that.
Did they have those things they could cut people with?
They have, no, they had them tushes to cut me. They have tushes about to come out just like an ordinary hog, you know. They come out and curl back like that would they cut me. Just like any other hog. The tushes be just like them. I remember once this old man I lived with, he had a great big old New York hog. His brother-in-law had a nice saddle mouth, and he had him in there. He had about an 8-acre hog pasture, and he had this horse in there so it could catch you when you got ready at the house. And that old male got mad there one day, and come up there, and threw his head up, and he ripped that mouth from along here, and he stripped on her bone. All our answers fell out.
Yeah.
Look.
Boy. So they ate horse meat for a while.
Well, it took and drove on out, but they will. You can kill a horse, a cow, anything else, and throwing a hog pasture for his hogs that they eat up. I used to see my brother-in-law when he had lost a cow, and he wasn't too full, he'd go hook his horse to him. Drive it to his hog pasture and let him eat that cow up and they eat it too. And there was on the bones when a dog is. That hog, he'd have sat right there and eat. If you leave the bone there, he'd eat bone, meat, and everything here.
Yeah.
A dog would eat down to the bone so far. He let them bones alone. Just because he can't chew that hog, he always ate them up.
Good boy. That's interesting. When you raise your crops, where did you